Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power working in our lives, changing our lives. Thank you for your light that is shining in our hearts, exposing every darkness, exposing your will to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the ability to live a pure life before you. Thank you for the grace to please you always. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for strength you have given to us to conquer battles of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the truths you have helped us to know and to believe, because our lives have been delivered and transformed through the power of your truth. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your intentions and determination to bless us, to use us mightily for your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for the operations of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you for how you have been guiding us and leading us into all righteousness through the presence and an operation of your Holy Spirit in our lives. Thank you for the things you have taught us on this platform. And thank you for what you are still going to teach us tonight. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that as we would be listening very attentively to these teachings, O Lord, let every life be blessed. Let your word change our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your word revive us. Let it inspire us, and let it reposition us for greatness in the name of Jesus. Let your word, even the teaching of your word, let it take us higher in our walk with you and in spiritual warfare. Let it lead to great victories. O Lord, use the knowledge that you will pass on to your people tonight to lead everyone into great victories over darkness, over witchcraft, and over demons in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our requests. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to continue from where we stopped. You know that we are in part. Let me confirm. We're in part 4. Yeah, and last week we talked on the possibilities in witchcraft. Yeah, and I said a lot of things. Today we'll be looking at the gates of hell and demonic portals. The gates of hell and demonic portals. Yeah, so those are the things we'll be looking at. That is the topic. The gates of hell and demonic portals. What is gates of hell, or what is a gate of hell? Yeah, we saw in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18 how Jesus mentioned about this word, or these words, gates of hell. Yeah. And I think that is the only place in the Bible where Jesus said those exact words, gates of hell. Yeah, of course, there are many places where hell was mentioned in the Bible, but gates of hell were only mentioned in that Matthew 16, verse 18. And let us read it together. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yeah, so Jesus was able to establish in this verse that the church must fight gates of hell and overcome. And also the gates of hell will always be after the church. Yeah, those are the two things to draw out of this verse. The first is the church of God must fight gates of hell and win. And the second is the gates of hell will always fight the church. Yeah. So, but what exactly is gate of hell? Yeah, what exactly is gate of hell? In some of my teachings and prayer sessions, I have said some things on gate of hell. Yeah. But I would repeat some of those things tonight. Yeah. A gate of hell is anything that draws people into deep darkness, anything that is capable of drawing people into the depths of darkness, into the depths of death, both physical death and spiritual death. Anything that is capable of drawing people into hell is actually a gate of hell. So a gate of hell is like highly magnetic. Yeah, you know how magnets used to magnetize any metallic object. Yeah, if you carry anything that has metal and you bring that thing close to a magnet, that magnet is going to immediately draw that thing to itself. Yeah, so that is the nature of gates of hell. So they have a high-level magnetic force or high-level magnetic energy or power in drawing drawing souls into hell. Yeah, so they have this pulling force. Yeah, they have this pulling ability to pull. Yeah, so gates of hell have that ability to pull into sin, to pull into deep darkness, to pull into death, to pull into grave, to pull into hell. Yeah, so that is how gates of hell are. Yeah, and of course, it also means ability to enslave. Yeah, because anyone that has been defeated by the gates of hell have actually been enslaved by hell, by darkness. Yeah, so you can think of many things or think of anything that has the ability to draw people into sin, into darkness, into pollution, into corruption. All of those things are gates of hell. So which means the government of a country can become a gate of hell, in as much as that government is luring people or drawing people into sin, or forcing people, like for instance the government of Babylon in the Bible. Yeah, that government was luring people, seducing people, enticing people, forcing people to sin. Yeah, so the government of a country can become a gate of hell. And not only that, human beings can be a gate of hell. We have some believers that from the moment they entered into a sexual relationship with someone, it is from that time their spiritual life went down. I mean, it was from that time their spiritual life went down and they lost connection with God. So when they weren't in that relationship, they were okay with God. They were pleasing God. They were growing spiritually. But when they got hooked up everything. All the spiritual growth, they lost everything. All the intimacy with God, they lost everything. So human beings can be a gate of hell. Yeah, so you can watch your life. Even friendship can be a gate of hell. Yeah, watch your life. Look at those people that, since you have drawn close to them, your spiritual life have not improved. You have been rising and falling. Your prayer life have become so weak. And then you became vulnerable to demonic attacks, witchcraft attacks. Then run away from those friends. Yeah, because they are gates of hell. Yeah, so a lot of things are gates of hell. And the funny thing is that Christians, I don't know, somehow find pleasure having those things around them. They even look at it on their phones. They watch it on their TV. I mean, they watch those things on their TV, on their TVs. The same thing that is drawing them into hell, into darkness, into sin, is the same things Christians have surrounded themselves with. And then they will be crying to their pastors. Pastor, I don't know what is going on in my spiritual life. I can't pray. I can't pray like I used to before. I can't fast like I usually do before. Now I easily fall into sin. I don't know what's going on. I'm always under attack. So they will start complaining of things that they are the ones drawing into their lives. Yeah, they'll be telling pastor to help them on things that they are the ones who have opened door for those things to enter into their lives. Yeah, so I just look at those Christians. I will just shake my head. Yeah, because they are hypocrites. They are just deceiving themselves. They know what they are doing that is draining them spiritually, and they are not willing to give up on what they are doing. And then they are looking for one pastor to be praying for them. That is foolishness. Yeah, and I thank God. I know how to deal with those kind of Christians when they come to me. Yeah, because I will have to ask them some questions. Yeah, and when they answer, when they give sincere answers to those questions, then I'll tell them, look, you're the one destroying yourself. It's not even Satan. You are the one who have surrounded your life with gates of hell. Yeah. So that is the, you know, that is the definition of gates of hell. Yeah. And then another thing that is a gate of hell, or there are gates of hell that many people don't seem to focus on, is the thoughts in our mind. The thoughts in our mind, in our minds. I have said it before that there's this man of God, I think they call him William Branham. Yeah, I read a book about him. So that man had an encounter with an angel. And the angel told him some things, but there's one thing the angel told him that I always like to make reference to, especially when I'm talking about the thoughts, when I'm teaching on the thoughts we think in our minds. The angel told that man, he said, the thoughts in the minds of people speak louder in heaven than their words. Yeah, the angel told him that the thoughts in people's minds speak louder in heaven than their words. Yeah, so that means if God will look at you, God will first see your thoughts before your words. Yeah, or even if an angel will look at you, let's say an angel suddenly appear in your room. If an angel will look at you, the angel will first discern your thoughts before your words. Yeah, of course, you don't have to see the angel physically. Yeah, what I'm saying is the people in heaven, the personalities in heaven, they hear our thoughts first before our words. So that is why there are so many prayers God did not even hear, let alone answer. I'm going to repeat myself. There are so many prayers of Christians God did not hear at all. Yeah, you know, it is if he hears that he will answer. He did not even hear those prayers at all. Why? Because the prayers were coming from people whose heart is so polluted, people whose mind is so full of unclean thoughts, lustful thoughts, prideful thoughts, unrighteous thoughts, unholy thoughts. Yeah. So once God looked at those people and he saw the state of their minds, and of course, the state of our minds is equal to the state of our spirits. Because your spirit takes on the appearance of what is in your mind. So let's say let me put it this way. You know, many of you have clothes you wear. Of course, there's no how you will not have clothes you wear. Yeah, you have clothes you wear. So now let's say that the state of your mind determines the garment your spirit wears. Or maybe I should say the state of your mind is equal to the garment of your spirit. The spiritual garment of your spirit is equal to the state of your mind. So if your mind is corrupt and polluted, when you appear before God in the spirit, you will appear unclean and irritating, and you will appear unacceptable before God. So the condition of your mind determines your appearance in the realm of the spirit, how you will look like in the realm of the spirit. So your thoughts gives your spirit the clothing it wears, the garment it wears. So that is why God did not hear some prayers, because the state of mind of the person praying already disqualified them, or already made unacceptable, already defiles them before God. So God just look away from them. So even if that person continued to talk and pray for the next 4 hours, God did not hear. Yeah, God did not hear. Because the heart of that person, the mind of that person, have already changed God. I've already chased God away. I don't know if you are getting the point. You will see in the Bible also where it says that these people, they draw near to me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. These people, they draw near to me with their lips, with their tongues, with their mouths, but their heart is far away from me. That is what God said about those people. And many Christians are like that. So you will see many people singing and dancing in churches, in church meetings, but God did not even hear. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I mean, God did not even hear the song those people were singing. And neither does God even see their dances. Because their minds already defile them in essence. So everything else they say and do in God's presence becomes unacceptable. In fact, God can't even see them. Yeah. So our thoughts, the realm of our thoughts, can become gates of hell. So your thoughts, or just a single unclean thought in your heart, in your mind, a single unrighteous thought, unholy thought, impure thought, polluted thought, a prideful thought in your mind can become a gate of hell. And you can just keep on thinking, and almost throughout that day, you are not in God's presence. Just because you allowed a thought in your mind to take over you. So just a thought can draw you into deep darkness. The fact that you paid attention to a thought in your mind, and you allow that thought to swallow you up, to conquer you, to overcome you, that thought is able to draw you into deep darkness, such that throughout the 24 hours in a day, you are disconnected from God's presence. And sometimes some people throughout the whole week, they are disconnected from God's presence because they gave him to an unclean thought. So the battle against the gates of hell starts from the realm of your thoughts. Yeah. Let us read Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6. Verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 19. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. So God is saying that he will bring evil upon them, and he will bring evil to judge the fruit of their thoughts. Yeah, so your thoughts can produce fruits when you let unclean thoughts take over you. Impure thoughts take over you. Negative thoughts, unrighteous thoughts. When you let them take over you, they become a seed that is planted, and almost immediately they start producing fruits that God hates. Yeah, and God said he's going to judge the fruits of our thoughts. The fruits of our thoughts. We have some people that God has completely cut them off from a lot that is in his grace, or maybe I should say a lot of graces. We have people that God have completely cut them off from the benefits of his grace because of the kind of person they are in their thoughts. Yeah, they despise everything that is spiritual. Even while God is moving in the midst of his people, instead of them focusing on God, God is moving among his people. Instead of them focusing on God and saying, God, touch me, let me also be among those you will touch, they will just open their eyes and be looking everywhere. They are looking at how people are reacting to the message that is being preached, to the sermon, to the prayers. Instead of them focusing on God and also crying out, and also cry out for God's touch and God's intervention, that is when they keep despising the moves of God. To them, it's like a joke, or to them it's like I don't know. They don't have that honor. They don't have that respect for God. So when God is moving and is doing great things, they are the first to begin to criticize and condemn what God is doing, and that is why their lives are never transformed, and that is why they never get any visitation from God. Yeah, because the thoughts of their heart is always wrong against what God is doing in his church. Yeah, so God is going to judge the fruits. Not even going to judge. He's judging the fruits of our thoughts. Yeah. Yeah. There are people that the angels that brought their blessings from heaven saw the state of their minds, and then the angel went back with the blessing. Yeah, it's not as if they were doing, it's not as if they were committing any outward sin or physical sin. Yeah, but because the angel came and saw that their heart is so dark and so full of thoughts that is against the nature of God and the will of God. So the angel just withdrew the blessing and returned it back. Because the thoughts of their heart defied those people. So you need to pay attention to what you think. Yeah, pay attention to what you think. Jesus called the Pharisees. He called them white sepulcher, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Jesus called those Pharisees. He said, outwardly they look like they are most righteous, but inwardly they are like graveyards or cemetery. Yeah, the state of their heart and mind is like grave. Yeah, which means they are so full of death and darkness, spiritual death and darkness, that they are so full of wickedness inside of them. Yeah, so we should really watch our thoughts. Yeah. If we really want to conquer the gates of hell, we must conquer we must have victories in the realm of our thoughts. Yeah, because even your thoughts can be a gate of hell, can be gates of hell. Yeah, if you don't guard your mind, your thoughts, the kind of thoughts you think can be gates of hell. So let's look at another scripture, which is very common, Romans chapter 8. Verse 6. Romans 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So, which means that your mind can put you in an atmosphere of spiritual death, can put you in the realm of spiritual death, which we know that's the realm of hell. Yeah, that's the realm of hell. Hell is not only about where people go when they die, and when they die in their sins, when they die without repenting. Hell is not only about that. If it were just about that, Jesus would not say that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Yeah, that verse in Matthew 16 verse 18 implies that hell is already working in the earth. So if Jesus told Peter and said, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church," it means that hell is already working on earth. Yeah, or hell has been working on earth. The gates of hell has been working on earth. So hell is not only where we go if we die in our sins. It's actually a realm that is already operating in the earth. Yeah, it's a realm that has conquered many souls. Yeah, so hell is a realm that has conquered many souls. And that is why I always say that those who go to hell have already been in hell before they die. Yeah, and I always teach that it is possible for you to know where you are going before you leave this world. It is possible for you to know without a doubt that you are going to heaven and not hell. Yeah, because you will know if you will know as a Christian, except you were never a Christian. As a Christian, you will know when you have been conquered by the gates of hell. You will know. Yeah, and you will know when you have not been conquered by the gates of hell. Yeah. So if you happen to die and leave this world defeated by hell, then it is sure that you are going to hell. Yeah. But if you happen to overcome the gates of hell and you remain in that victory till you leave this world, it is certain that you are going to heaven. So you can be sure of whether you are going to heaven or hell, depending on how you live your life on earth and how close you were with God on earth. You will know. Yeah. So hell is already working in the earth. Yeah, and it has already captured many churches, many Christians, many ministers, many pastors have already been captured by hell here on earth. They are still breathing. They are still walking on earth. They are still alive, as in physically alive, but they have already been captured by hell. Yeah, so it is certain that if they happen to die today, it is certain that they are going to hell. Yeah, because they have already been captured by hell through many things in their lives, as in many sins they have surrendered to. Yeah, and I am saying here, based on Romans chapter 8 verse 6, that the state of your mind alone can put you in hell. Yeah, until you change the state of your mind, you will just remain in that realm of spiritual death. Yeah, because it says to be carnally minded is death. Yeah. Let me read the same verse from New Living Translation. Romans 8 verse 6. Yeah. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the spirit, the Holy Spirit, control your mind leads to life and peace. Yeah, so you can see that. Yeah, so just with your mind, you can put yourself in hell. You can put yourself in the gates of hell. I pray that the gates of hell shall not prevail over your soul in the name of Jesus. Yeah, let's move forward. There are many gates of hell, but I want to talk now on demonic portals. Yeah, is demonic portals is also very connected to gates of hell. The only difference is that the demonic portals can be physical. Yeah. They can be physical and spiritual. Yeah. But gates of hell might not be physical. Yeah. Gates of hell might not be physical. Just as I've explained, that even your thoughts can become gates of hell. But the demonic portals can be both physical and spiritual. And what is a demonic portal? It is, a portal is just like a door or a gate that give access to a place, yeah, or to an environment, or to something. Yeah, that's a portal. A portal is just an opening, a door, a gate. Yeah, but this time around, this kind of opening or door or gate allows demons to, to enter and exit this world. Yeah, to enter into this realm of humans and to leave the realm of humans. It's just as, it's just like the revelation Jacob saw, I think, at Bethel. He saw a ladder that went very high into heaven, and he saw angels ascending and descending on that ladder. That these angels were going into heaven from the earth, and angels are coming in from heaven into the earth. So a demonic portal is an opening through which demons go in and out. the going and out, either within the head or outside the head, and then they come in again. Yeah. So what I mean is that even within the head, there are portals of demons through which they travel within the head. That is, maybe the demons in America have a portal through which they follow to enter into Africa. And then the demons in Africa, they have portals through which they follow to enter into America. Yeah, so they have portals even within the earth. And then they have portals that takes them outside of the earth. Yeah, I hope you get that. Yeah, so those are demonic portals. I want to talk about certain locations that you should watch out for, because those kind of locations are demonic portals. Yeah, so don't visit those locations except God is sending you there. Yeah, except God give an assignment and say, go to this place and do a work for me, or preach to those people there. But if not, you should not just go to those kind of places, because they are usually demonic portals. So I'll just give you examples of places like that, like graveyards or cemetery, where they bury dead people, are usually demonic portals. Yeah. And there's a scripture that confirms that. If you read, I might not read that scripture because of time, but I will tell you what is there. In Luke chapter 8, verse 26 to 28, you will see the story of a man that has a legion of demons in him that came out from the tomb. We're told that man usually stay in graveyards, among tombs. Yeah, where they bury people. Yeah, the demons in him, they have made him run mad. Yeah, but you know the story. Jesus delivered him. He drive out those spirits. Yeah, those spirits were that much because of the environment that man was in. Yeah. Because he made a location like that is his house. Yeah, so I believe that was why a lot of demons could stay in his spirit like that. Maybe 12,000 demons. Yeah, because I think a legion is 12,000. Yeah. Other places are like brothels, or even if it's not brothel, anywhere that a lot of sexual immoralities goes on every day. I mean, where prostitutes meet with their customers. Yeah, and any location where all forms of sexual immoralities, I mean all forms of sexual immoralities, including sexual perversions, like lesbianism, gayism, or homosexual practices. Yeah, so any location where they do that all the time is definitely a demonic portal. Yeah, is definitely a demonic portal. So which means that there are huge numbers of demons in such in such places. And if you as a Christian just, you know, happen to be walking that kind of place, like an hotel that is also a brothel, where they do all forms of sexual immoralities, and you happen to be walking there, you will lose your Christianity, you will lose your salvation eventually. Yeah, so there are places Christians should not stay around. Yeah, you can be easily initiated in such places. You can be easily possessed, a lot of things, because it's a demonic portal. And not only that, where people drink alcohol, places where they sell alcohol, and then they sit down there, drink, and they get drunk. Yeah, such places too are demonic portals. Yeah, and then false churches, false prophets. I mean, churches of false prophets. They are also demonic portals. And also, where false religion have been practiced. And you know those false religions, Hinduism, Islam. Yeah, those environments where false religion have been practiced. Idol worshipping, human sacrifices, animal sacrifices, ancestor worship, like they do in South Africa and other Southern African countries. They say they worship ancestors, worship ghosts, worship spirits of dead people. All of those places, yeah, including false churches like the Catholic Church and some other churches that don't follow the Bible as it is. All of those places are usually demonic portals. Now, the reason why you need to avoid those places is because the longer you stay there, the more it will be difficult for you to make heaven. Yeah, the longer you stay in demonic portals, except God send you there and say, go and do something here and then come back. The longer you stay in such places, the more difficult it will be for you to make heaven. Why? Why? Because there are depths in darkness. Now, when you cross that depth, you can no longer be saved. Your soul will become lost forever. Especially if you are a Christian, if you have been a Christian. We know there are some people that they still need salvation and they're always in those kind of places. But for you that God have saved you, you are a Christian, and then you now start, you know, visiting such places, spending time in those places, going to those places with friends, you might never be able to make heaven ever if you continue, yeah, to go to such places. Why? Because every time you go, you are being taken deeper into darkness. Every time you stay in those places, they take you deeper into darkness. So you keep going deep. Whether you know it or you don't, whether you can feel it or not, they keep taking you deep, and there is a depth you reach in darkness that you will no longer be able to enter into the light again. Yeah, so that is why you must avoid such places. Yeah. There are other demonic portals, such as internet and social media. Internet and social media platforms. Yeah. They are demonic portals. Though they are also they are also instruments for evangelism and for the gospel and for ministry. But you have to be disciplined to gain through the internet. Yeah, if you're not disciplined, even the spiritual blessings you have gotten through the internet, like I am able to be talking to you right now and teach you through the, because there is internet. Yeah. Or you're able to connect with our ministry because of internet. But do you know that the same internet that allow you to get blessings from the altar of this ministry can also allow you to lose all of those blessings? I mean, can also make you lose all of those blessings. Yeah, that is, if after you have, let's say, we just finished praying some very hot prayer points, and then you can feel that you are victorious, and then after that you just went ahead and opened a page on Facebook or opened a video on YouTube that contains a lot of sinful content, a lot of nakedness and seduction and sexual sins, and then you just flow along with the video with all the darkness inside that platform. You see all the victory you have gotten in the prayer session that we did, you will lose all. I don't know if you are getting my point. We did a prayer session and you got some victory. And then through the same internet through which you got the victory, you log into another page that is so full of dark contents, demons. And then you just flow along with whatever is in that page and let those things get into you. That is it. You have lost the victory you got before logging into that page. I don't know if you are getting my point. So that is how evil the internet is. Yeah. So you must be disciplined while using the internet. You must be able to avoid websites, groups, platforms, pages, videos that contain sinful content. Yeah, because demons are inside those contents. I think I've shared it before. I don't know if any of you saw the post then, that how God opened my eyes to see that there are demons in social media apps. Like, I saw those social media apps as a big city with big mansions. I mean, all the social media applications on your phone, I saw them as big buildings, big cities, and I saw demons working in those buildings, and they have and they have different diverse departments. Those demons, they have different departments inside the buildings, inside the cities. So, and they are working like, you know how we can have a very big company and everyone have different offices, different departments, and everyone is working on the system or computer. So that was how I saw those demons busy working in their departments. And all of them, they are inside that small, this, you know how small Facebook look, even WhatsApp, you know how small that application looks on your phone before you click on it. I don't know if you're getting me. You know how small the application on your Android phones, iPhones, you know how small that thing look like before you now click on it, and then you start, you know, going from one page to another page, from one page to another page. Yeah. So I saw those tiny applications. I saw them as big cities in the realm of the spirit, as big buildings, and demons are the ones working there. Yeah, and what are those demons doing? To initiate, to pollute, to possess, to control, to oppress. So they are just waiting for you to click. They're just waiting for you to log into, click on. That's what they are waiting. May the Lord deliver us. So this so-called internet, social media, and not only that, TV programs, radio programs, yeah, the cable channels, yeah, they are there. And demons are there. So they are demonic portals. I know God is using the same channels to do great things, to do wonders in these last days. But if we are not disciplined, many people will go to hell because they bought Android phones and iPhones and smartphones, and because they use the internet to log into many pages. Those pages you are logging into, they are realms in the spirit realm. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you that you don't even need to pray, you just need to discipline yourself. You need to know when to leave the internet, when to go into the internet. You need to discipline yourself to, you know, to be selective of what you do on the internet. Yeah, and even what you watch on your TV. So it's just discipline. So if you will pray for that discipline, that's all. And then you have conquered those demons. Yeah, I think I'm going to stop here. Yeah, I saw a question here. Yeah, you mean that the spirit picks up the messages from our minds? Yeah, something like that. Like, if if your mind is clean, for instance, your spirit appears clean. It's just like the way you wear clothes. Yeah, if your mind is clean, your spirit, the clothes of your spirit becomes clean in the realm of the spirit. So the appearance of your spirit is according to the state of your mind. Yeah, so there are some battles that I fight. And I fight them with a specific mindset, and I must keep that mindset till I'm done fighting that battle. So I must not be distracted. Sometimes I have to wait until everybody in the house has slept to fight those kind of battles. Yeah, because I must not be distracted when I'm in those realms fighting. I must fight those battles with a specific mindset. Yeah, because that mind is what will, you know, that is the, my mindset will give me the appearance in that realm. I don't know if you get my point. I'm not trying to confuse you. That is the state of my mind in that battle, or as I'm fighting that battle, the state of my mind becomes who I am in those realms, and becomes it becomes my identity, and then it becomes my authority. The state of my mind becomes my identity and my authority. And I must sustain that state of mind until I am done fighting in those realms. So if I'm a bit distracted, I will not win those battles. I might not be injured in those realms, but I will not win those battles. So your mind gives your spirit its appearance in the realm of the spirit. So it's just like, let's say for instance, your mind can, okay, let's say you want to fight a battle and then you want to fight as a lion. So then your mind, you set your mind on, I'm fighting as a lion. And your mind must be there like that till you are done fighting in those realms. I'm not saying that is what I do. Yeah, but I'm just giving you an example that your mind can give you the identity. Or how do I say it? Your mind gives you identity. It gives your spirit identity in the realms or on the spirit. Yeah. So which means if your mind is weak, or if you are defeated in your mind, like you feel like I cannot win this battle. These powers are too strong for me. If you go into prayers with that kind of mind, don't expect victories. Yeah, if you go with a mind that is so fearful, with a mind that is so full of doubts, then don't expect any victory in such prayers. Yeah, because your mind already defeats you in those realms. I hope you get it now. If you have other questions, you can ask on our Telegram platform. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you, Lord, for showing us a lot about gates of hell and demonic portals. Thank you for the assurance of victory we already have in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus already have conquered the gates of hell. Jesus already have conquered all the realms and portals of demons and devils and Satan. Thank you, Lord, for this victory you have already given to us. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to be victorious according to the victory you have given to us in Christ Jesus. Help us to be victorious, O Lord. I pray for those that have already been defeated in their minds, in their thoughts. O Lord, revive them again. Make them rise up as strong warriors and make them crush in pieces all these gates of hell in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will be disciplined and careful to avoid demonic portals calling for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.